Michigan's Children proudly presents Speaking for Kids, the podcast where we explore crucial conversations impacting the lives of all Michigan children, youth, and families, especially the most vulnerable. Join us each month as we explore public policies and issues in the best interest of our kids and families. We'll bring you lawmakers and policymakers, advocates fighting for change, and the people most affected by those decisions. With our host, Matt Gillard, President and CEO of Michigan's Children, we'll invite you to become engaged too and show you how to take action on what matters most to you. Episodes are recorded live and shared virtually on YouTube and the audio hosting sites Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Hello, I'm Matt Gillard, the President and CEO of Michigan's Children, and welcome to another edition of Speaking for Kids, a podcast brought to you by Michigan's Children. Today, I'm very excited to announce, or actually first to start, we're taping this on October 15th, 2024, and I'm excited to announce that I have a dear friend and kindred spirit here to join me today, Charlie Bruner from Iowa. We're going to be talking a little bit about Charlie's front and center on coordinating a lot of the efforts from Michigan's Children and a lot of other partners from around the country on making sure that kids and families issues are first and foremost in front and center in this election. I know, I'm sure as everybody else is, we're probably tired of the election by now, even though it's 3 weeks out. But also, we all know how critically important this election is for the future, certainly of our state of Michigan, but also for our country. And so there's been a lot of efforts from a lot of child advocacy groups around making sure that kids and families issues are being thought about and being discussed by candidates, and that information is getting to voters so that they know how their candidates feel around these issues. And so we're anxious and excited to talk to Charlie a little bit today about some of these efforts that are going around nationally and some things that people should be thinking about and people can be doing as we head into the final stages here of the election. So welcome, Charlie, and why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Well, hi, and thank you, Matt. And I'm Charlie Bruner, and I ran for 25 years, kind of a sister organization in the state of Iowa for kids. And I'm very happy to be on this call. And I think we've transferred over a lot of the election campaigning and the media and everything else that's going on from Iowa to Michigan this election year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Michigan is front and center, even nationally. It's hard to turn on a national broadcast without seeing discussion around Michigan. And certainly we're seeing the presidential candidates and vice presidential candidates in the state almost daily at this point, with, obviously being a presidential battleground state and then having an open United States Senate seat for the first time in a long time, and some very competitive congressional races as well. And then, you know, as most of our listeners know, we also have our state house. Our entire state house is up for election this year as well. And so the, you know, majority is up for grabs in the state house, which will, you know, have a lot to say about the direction of our state government here for the next couple of years as well. So, Charlie, why don't you talk a little bit about this kind of broader effort that you're a part of, that Michigan's Children has been happy to be a part of, about making sure that kids and families issues are front and center in this time.
Yeah. Well, I've been working with a small group of people who are advocates, mostly people who are in my kind of category of having been retired from working in the field, but now are just trying to elevate the issues that really are before us at the federal level, obviously also at the state level, but at the federal level around children and what we're going to do in terms of investing in their future. And we have a group called Vote Kids 2024 that is trying to elevate those issues during this campaign. And we have a website that has a lot of information about kids' issues in the 2024 election with respect to federal policy. And it's www.2020visionforchildren.com, kind of a long name, but 2020visionforchildren.com is the website. What we see is clearly there is tremendous electoral activity, and a lot of people are calling this the most important election in this century, and some people see this as the very very structure of democracy being on the ballot, and other people see preserving a traditional American way of life as being very, very important and on the ballot. But what we have been trying to present is something that we hope can bring people together and really look at what government's day-to-day role and responsibility is, which is really providing stable, nurturing and supportive environments for families to raise the next generation. There haven't received a great deal of press attention, frankly. And I think that a lot of the publicity and a lot of the campaigning has led to election anxiety or fatigue. But we think that there are real positive reasons to go to the polls and support candidates. And we really do think that this could be a year where we elect a Congress and a president who really make the types of investments in children and families that our society needs and that people want. So we're moving forward, and we're really starting from the base that over the last 40 years, child advocates have really pushed at the state level and the federal level for more attention to children and their needs and their investments, and really promoted investments in things like the child tax credit and earned income tax credit to provide economic security for families, recognizing that it costs more for a family with children to survive than one without. Paid family leave, childcare and preschool, and healthcare and home and community-based services for kids so that all kids have healthcare and support. And in fact, those really now are on the agenda at the federal level to do something very significant for kids. And we're trying to get out that this is a year where we have an agenda that's going to be before Congress in 2025. And it's been fleshed out, and it includes a dramatic increase in the child tax credit that really helps all families raise their kids, but also takes half of all kids who are in poverty out of poverty. Paid family leave, childcare, and preschool that really enable parents to be there for their kids and also maintain their employment. And then healthcare for kids that includes the kids with special needs or family members with special needs. So that is an agenda that is really on the table, and we're trying to get information out to people about it so that they can consider it when they vote.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a couple of exciting aspects to this. So one is, as you referenced a couple of times, this is absolutely going to be on the agenda for 2025 in Congress, regardless of who wins the elections. The tax cuts that were enacted under the Trump administration are set to expire. There is going to be a full-scale tax and spending conversation in front of Congress next year as these tax cuts that were enacted under the Trump administration set to expire. And so they're not going to be able to avoid it. You're absolutely right. And the other thing that's exciting about this, from our perspective as child advocates, is, you know, how popular these issues are, right? We're hearing all of this about polling right now in this stage of the election, but it's all polling about candidates and who's winning which race and by how much. Where I think the polling is exciting from my standpoint is about the level of support there is for these things you talked about. So talk a little bit about that, about how the polling really shines through when you talk about these issues, and that these shouldn't be partisan issues, that they really should be, front and center for anybody running for public office, regardless of party.
Right, Matt. And there are more kids' issues than these four, but these are four that the federal government has a particular role to play. The child tax credit and the tax treatment of kids in the federal tax code, paid family and medical leave, childcare and preschool, and then healthcare and community-based services for kids. And all of those, when there are voter polls, show that there's overwhelming support for government to do more in each of those areas and to make greater investments in each of those areas. And the support ranges from 70 to 85 or 90% of people who say, I think this is a role that government should do more in and invest more in. And while Democrats tend to be a little more supportive than Republicans, it also on the ground among voters has broad bipartisan support. So there is this agenda that I say, and I think other advocates are saying, it really is a pro-child agenda, but it's also a pro-parent and pro-family agenda. It's not telling families what to do, but it's providing them the types of options and the economic support for them to raise their kids according to their own values. And it is pro-economy. It really does provide that ability to be in the workforce for the economy to grow and for people to be able to aspire to good paying jobs. So we think it's an agenda that can bring people together. The challenge is that although candidates sometimes speak about it, it has not received much attention by the press or media. And a lot of people, frankly, just don't know that these issues are on the table and that there are real possibilities of having a working majority in Congress and a president who will really advance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've always said, I mean, we've always stood by the claim at Michigan's Children that elections are huge advocacy opportunities. And so you're absolutely right. So the more that we can do to get candidates to hear about these issues from voters now puts us in a much better advocacy position when these issues are actually being considered and on the table here as we head into the next congressional session. And so we're certainly encouraging. You can find more information on our website as well. We did a lunch and learn a couple weeks ago around these same issues on how people can get engaged and focus their candidates in their local areas around these issues. And you can find information on that on our website as well at michiganschildren.org. The other interesting or kind of exciting thing for me around these issues as well is that, yes, this is focused on what we know is going to be front and center at the federal level, or the opportunity is there at the federal level. But what is unique a little bit about these are actually also the same types of issues that we're talking about at the state level. You know, there's some different solutions and some nuances to what the state can do versus what the feds do. But childcare obviously is a big state issue for us here in Michigan, where the governor has presented a proposal for a paid family medical leave plan in Michigan. There's been discussion around state child tax credits in Michigan as well. And so these issues are right front and center for our legislature as well. So this isn't an issue. This isn't an area where we have to be concerned that we're talking about the right issues with the right level of candidates that are running for office. These are same issues you can be talking to your state legislative candidates about as well. So any other words of advice for folks, Charlie?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, and I just to add to that, I think it is something where we have a federal system and the federal government plays a role in making sure that no matter where you live, whatever state, you have certain levels of opportunity, and they play that federal role. But they really partner with states on a whole lot of these issues in terms of childcare. A majority of the funding that comes from the public sector comes from the federal government, another major share comes from state government. That's a partnership. In terms of covering kids, it's the same thing in terms of a partnership. And in fact, most of the ways programs are administered when there is federal money is through decisions that are made at the state level. But having that core of support at the federal level really is needed to enable all states to meet their kids' needs. And states like Michigan have a real opportunity of of moving forward to really advancing kids. I think that children are something that can really bring us together, and people do recognize that the children are our future. But these types of investments really get kids off to a good start so that they're healthy, educated, ready to start school, and supportive. And that has just the long-term implications for our overall societal prosperity.
Absolutely. And like you said earlier, I think the collective advocacy efforts of a lot of us and tons of people around this country have put these issues front and center on the agenda. And so now it's a matter of us, collectively, all of us, as child advocates, as people who care about children and families here in Michigan, but certainly throughout the country, and making sure that the people running for office, running for elected office to represent them in our forms of government, know that these are priority issues for their voters. And then we can really push them to do the right thing when push comes to shove here. With the new Congress and with our next legislative sessions at the state level as well. So I want to thank Charlie Bruner for joining me today on what has been any last words, Charlie, before I close us out here?
Well, thank you, Matt. And again, I think going to Michigan's Children website is great. Also, going to www.2020visionforchildren.com provides more detail and talking points and information. So encourage people to be those advocates for kids with their peers and with their colleagues and friends. And that's the most important way, I think, of getting this message across.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't have said it better myself. We are in the final stages here. It's up to us now to finish this marathon out and to get everybody that we know that cares about kids and families to the polls and to vote here on November 5th and make sure that we're sending to Congress and sending to our state legislatures people who care about these issues as well and people who will prioritize children and families when these important decisions are going to be made into the future. So once again, I'm Matt Gillard, the President and CEO of Michigan's Children, and thank you for joining us on another edition of Speaking for Kids, a podcast brought to you by Michigan's Children.
You've been listening to Speaking for Kids, the podcast for Michigan's Children with host Matt Gillard. Thanks for joining us. To explore these and other issues relevant to our state's children, youth, and families, and to build your advocacy muscle, go to our website at www.michiganschildren.org. You'll find links and news about past and future podcast topics under our Resource tab and action alerts under the Take Action tab. Find and like us on Facebook and Twitter. Terry Bannis and Stephen Wallace produced this podcast. Contact them with your questions and ideas for other topics. Michigan's Children is a nonprofit advocacy organization, an independent voice working to reduce disparities in child outcomes from cradle to career through policy change.